Welcome to week four of a five-week journey of living generously. As this series comes in the midst of our annual stewardship campaign, it is about financial stewardship. Indeed, a letter including a pledge card for 2014 will be mailed tomorrow. You'll also be able to fill out your pledge online for those of you who prefer to do that way. And next Sunday, the 10th, those pledges will be dedicated for the work of Christ through this congregation for the coming year. But as we have been saying, living generously is about more than just money. Yes, we are talking about security, trust, generosity, terms which have financial connotations, but terms which also connote something far, far deeper than simply money. As a reminder, we have been on a journey with Frank Donovan and his family. 3 weeks ago, Frank's son, Evan, after receiving a lesson about from their gardener, Ray, about good sheep and stinky sheep, learned the importance of giving toys to and best when he gave away his favorite toy to a boy without any toys. 2 weeks ago, Frank had a dream in which he was put on trial by his money, and he was convicted quite literally of his lack of generosity. And last week, we saw Frank really start to get it as he served at the soup kitchen. This morning, Frank Donovan learns a lesson about the nature of security. Several weeks ago, I was down in Montreat in the mountains of North Carolina for a conference, and Richard Mao, one of the keynote speakers, actually from here in Jersey, but spent most of his life out on the West Coast for a long time, was the president of Fuller Theological Seminary in California. And he told the story about how he was in a conference down south, and he happened to pick up a priest, a Roman Catholic priest from here in New Jersey. He flew out of Newark, and it was a really early morning flight. So Richard went and picked his friend up at the airport, and they went to get breakfast at a local little place there in, I can't remember what state it was, but it was in the south. And his the priest ordered a typical breakfast, bacon, eggs, side of hash browns, a cup of coffee, and maybe some toast. And when his order came out, alongside was a serving as well of grits. Not only do you know what grits are. And the priest said, "Well, wait a minute," to the server, "I didn't order grits." He said, the waitress says, "Honey, you don't order grits. They just come." Well, you know, in life, if we live long enough, sometimes calamity just comes. We don't ask for it. It just rears its ugly head. Many of you in this room know exactly what I'm talking about. I surely do. And it is in those times that we learn lessons about the true nature of security. Frank begins the film Under Stress. How many of us carry that stress, the walls that we are building around our lives? We strive for protection, that hedge of safety around our family. But what does it often bring but stress itself? Ray gets to the heart of the matter quickly with his misunderstanding of Frank and intentionally defective grantor trust. Is it a matter of trust or a matter of trusts or a matter of trust? Ray asks. And you have to admire Ray, the joy, the peace, the contentment he exudes. We learn later that life has been no walk in the park for him, but he grasps this key lesson about security and trust. Frank has built impressive walls in his life. He is clearly a wealthy guy. Nice house, pool, investments, everything. His financial planner is even impressed by him, as we saw in the first film. But Frank learns, as we all do, that when push comes to shove, those walls can do precious little. Frank's investments cannot save Cassie from a purse snatcher, and his retirement plan won't steady the hands of the doctor. Again, financial planning is not a bad thing. The Bible is full of advice about money. But Frank's heart was clearly leaning on his financial security, his imaginary walls, and we learned that Ray's history holds a different perspective on those walls. Ray used to resent those with money. He saw what the money could do, how it could change his circumstances, and he hated others for having it. It was in that dark time that he found those verses in Proverbs 18, verses 10 and 11. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. A rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own imagination. Ray, through experience, learned the difference in tower living. Our walls crumble easily, but the name of the Lord is a strong tower. When we run to it, we are safe. Ray experienced real hardship in his life, his wife dying of cancer, homelessness, but he knew where to run. Ray unlocks another important piece in his conversation with Frank. Frank asks him how we can tell the difference between building imaginary walls and being smart with our money. And Ray answers, do you remember? Maybe when you stop thinking about it as your money. We're into November. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And thinking about this video reminded me of that passage in Deuteronomy, which is often read at Thanksgiving. It's in the 8th chapter. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, do not say to yourself, my power and the might of my own hand have gotten me this wealth. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. Ray gets it. It isn't about us, it's about God, the strong tower. And before you think this is only a hard lesson to learn for the wealthy, consider the story Ray told about his own journey. Ray saw those around him who had financial wealth and began to resent them, to hate them. And just as Frank had been trusting in the abundance of his finances, in Ray's past, he had shown distrust in God by hating those who had more. Are you hurting today? Are you stressed? Do you long for peace in your life? Run to the tower. Leave the crumbling imaginary walls behind and see what your world looks like from the tower of the name of the Lord. We all face troubles in this life. We are tested and sometimes feel overwhelmed. But we can call upon the name of the Lord, the strong tower. So spend this week asking God to reveal your imaginary walls. Seek God's help in dismantling them and running to the strong tower. Join us next week as we conclude our series with the Donovan family, and we'll see that the last step in our journey with Frank is really just the beginning. Let us pray. Oh Lord, we try to build so many walls around us, to protect our families, to secure their safety and future, but we all know that the only real tower that endures is your name. Help us to run to it, to place our trust, our confidence, our security in you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.